Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Catherine Walters, and I'm the Joy Coach. And I'm so excited because I get to host this wonderful Joyful to You video summit again. And it's marvelous. I've been having so much fun. And the deal is, it's like I've invited over 22 absolutely amazing experts that are here to share their tools, tips, strategies, techniques, so that all of us can bring more fun, play, joyfulness, creativity into our lives. And you can see today, I have two very smiley, beautiful women with me. How fun is that, right? Okay, the first one on the top is Emmeline Cheng. Emmeline, can you, there she is. She's
hey.
And on the bottom, we have Elisheva Herrera. Okay, yeah, beautiful. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about Emmeline. She's a writer, a coach, and a mentor to people who want to succeed on their life path, make money from their passions, and live with joy and magic. Yay, we like the joy and magic part. Okay, well, we like all of it. And then Elisheva Herrera, we're not gonna, offers transformational wisdom, peace, and joy via retreats, workshops, and the Resilience Advantage training, joy coaching, lectures, and inspirational performances. She's also the creator of Be Dial Now, love that. The first app ever to combine the I Ching, wisdom, drumming, and guided meditations into an easy-to-use tool for triumphant living. Wow, sounds powerful, right? So welcome, ladies. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, see, now I did not put them up to smiling, everyone, honest. But today they are all smiley and happy. You know, we were clowning around beforehand and you know, just laughing at different things here and there getting as we were getting set up. And it looks like we don't have a care in the world. However, I suspect that both of you have had a journey to getting to this place where you can be so not only smiley, but looking at you, Emmeline, just being it so at ease, just being calm in your being. So would you both share like a segment of your own journey? Whoever wants to jump in, go for it.
Sure. So for me, it definitely was a journey to find my own way to joy. And, you know, for me, my parents actually, they raised me with a lot of emphasis on hard work and sacrifice and the need for academic success. And that was great. It gave me a real foundation and standards. But at the same time, I was kind of in a dynamic where whatever I did, even if it was something I loved, like writing or, you know, anything really, I was just in the mode of like the grindstone and working hard, and I was irritable, and I just never felt like it was good enough. And I was doing a lot of transformational work, but then the thing that really broke open my realization about joy was that I was coming out of a really painful 5-year relationship, and I ended up going to a meetup with people who were Harry Potter fans. We were ice skating in costume. I just fell into doing things with them. You know, we were playing Quidditch, we were making Harry Potter wands, and it was so much fun. And I just realized that that's what I had given up. You know, I had spent all this time working hard, trying to be a better person, trying to find happiness, but without actually having fun. Mm. And so for me, this big realization was that play is a real key to joy, because it's really our soul's message about what is delightful and joyful. It's already encoded in us. Whatever is play for us is joy, and it's our soul's message about our path to joy. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that is so true. And I wanted to just comment because our internet connection was a little unstable for just a moment.
Okay.
And way back in the beginning, folks, if you didn't catch it, she was talking about her academic success and how that was really pressured and expected of you. But I love this, how they, you know, being that our soul is encoded for joy, and the key to that is play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. So Elisheva, jump in.
All right. So I came from a highly creative family. So singers, musicians, artists, writers. And so there was all this joy at home. There was all this creativity. But I also had this very academic side, like my friend Emmeline here. And when I went to school and I was already reading in Spanish and English when I got into kindergarten. So by second grade, I was just reading a book under the desk. And my teachers said, no, we can't have that. So they immediately put me to tutoring remedial students in the corner. And that kind of brought me on this journey of realizing, well, everyone's intelligent and everyone wants the same thing. We all want to be loved. We all want to be joyful. And I got everyone to use all of their senses to figure out how their intelligence worked, to unlock their intelligence for them. And then I could mirror it back and they could do that over and over again, which was a joy for me. And, you know, I had all this academic success going through life. And then I realized people aren't coming to me for this academic success. They're coming to me for tutoring. They're asking me, how do you be happy? And I realized it's not. This is a lot of fun. I have so much fun with this. And I had married a PhD mathematician and, you know, we had a good time with the mind. But joy comes from the heart. Joy is right here. And that led me back to my roots of creativity, of play, of fun. This is where joy is. This is a lot of fun. And they have to work hand in hand. I mean, I'm all about the balance of left brain, right brain, head, and heart. And to me, that's where the joy is.
Right. It does have to be that balance. It's integrating it all. It can't be just in your head. It can't be just in the heart, because then you're kind of like woo-woo. So it really needs to have, well, you know what I'm saying. It's like it's not necessarily grounded. And so by incorporating all of the aspects of ourselves, then we can be in that state of joy, which again is connected to our soul. So what's the key? You started to allude to this already, but for both of you, what's the key to being in joy? You mentioned play. You mentioned the balance with heart and head, mind, and so forth. Anything else?
Well, I do think that what's behind the play is that we're listening to our soul's message about what we're meant to do, you know, and how we're meant to live. So I think a real key is to just let go of other people's ideas of what is going to make you happy, successful, and really unleashing the wild, creative part of you that knows what it wants. And I call that part the creative witch, because it's unconventional and it's not afraid to go to that place that has historically been seen as dangerous. It knows that it is about something much bigger. You know, it is creative, it's wild, it's insightful, it's transformational, it's creative, it's holy, it's ecstatic, it's real, you know, and it knows that. So the key is, to me, it's about listening to your soul and accessing that part of you that is your true self, that is a creative witch that can create whatever it is from the magic of yourself and your environment.
Right, because we already are that. Again, you know what I mean? Yeah. We've come in with all of these things, but the piece is, and I know I'm kind of jumping, I'm gonna throw something in here, mm-hmm. where for me, when I've worked with children, I mean, they're in their creative witch, as you would call it, or you may call it something else, Elisheva, but they're able to like tap into it just like that. They act it, they be it, you know, a 2-year-old, mm-hmm. a 4-year-old, it doesn't matter. Go to a playground, go to a park. It's they're there. But what happens to us? I mean, we get off track here.
Yeah, we tamp it down because we learn to be a certain way. We learn that, okay, this is the way we get connection. This is the way we get love. This is the way we get success. And then we lose our own path. Yeah.
Right. We lose our path. We lose our own path. We lose ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's actually really simple to get back to your own path. And the way is to be able to, you know, to find a way to listen to your own soul's message and let go of the other things. And, you know, I'll talk later about some really practical ways, but I think that really is the key.
No, okay. And Elisheva, would you agree with her? Want to add on to that? Like, you know, listening to our soul's message?
Absolutely. That's part of it. I think that joyful living is definitely a science and an art. And there are some things that you can do all the time. Like you wake up in the morning and, you know, they say in Chinese medicine, you want to have something warm in your belly when you wake up in the morning so your digestion works for the rest of the day. Well, I say priming the pump for joyful living is gratitude. First thing in the morning, gratitude, then it sets your day up so that you digest your day well, you digest with joy, with love, with, you know, and you can see what to be grateful for then once you open yourself up to that. So there's a science and an art. And the science is, yes, we have these things that we do so that we're joyful, that we set ourselves up for a joyful life. But the art is, like Emmeline said, figuring out what is your joyful path, listening to your desires, because I believe that desire is the universe speaking through us. This is the way.
Absolutely.
This is our joy. Yeah. This is where we're meant to go. And yes, be wild in it. Be wildly appreciative of that individuality, of your uniqueness, because the universe needs each and every one of us to be who we're meant to be. I look at it like we're all pieces of this great, big, beautiful puzzle. And the only thing we have to do is be who we're meant to be. That's it.
Right, and that when we're in our, you know, that piece of the puzzle, we're basically talking, as Emily might say, like we're being our soul, or I might say we're being in our authentic self, our joyful self. It's like that is who it is. So that's the key, is being connected and aligned with that soul part of us, that wild, fun, crazy, creative, you know, playful part of us. Okay, that already knows, really. So I've talked to a lot of people. And, you know, that for many people, it's interesting to me when I talk about joy, they just go like, well, that's for somebody else, or, you know, I can't have that, or, you know, it's too far away. It doesn't seem to be accessible. So, like, how do we make joy, like, or how can we find or experience joy as being more accessible to us? What do we need to do?
Well, it's interesting. I feel like I'm constantly making the case for joy. Because some people, like you said, some people think, oh, it's for other people, or when I get this accomplished, then I'll be happy. And that's looking for external circumstances for joy. But we know that it's already in us. We're already born with it, you know? And yes, maybe we have externals to remind us that it's there, but it's there and we deserve it. And if you need scientific proof of why we deserve it, I'm happy to give that to you. Our DNA is built so that 40% of our DNA responds to our environment, which is our thinking, exercise. And so if we have these thoughts of joy, happy thoughts, that sends signals to the body and the body responds. So for a happy, healthy body, you've got to have healthy thoughts. You've got to have happy thoughts. You've got to play. You've got to be engaged in joy. So there is reason for it. And why not? What else are we here for but to enjoy life?
Exactly. And so many of us, you know, instead we're so stressed, we're caught up in, you know, worry of what might happen and all of that. And yet really, and actually when we go there, we're not in the joy.
Yeah. Although one thing I do want to say is that joy is everything. So I do believe that joy does not mean we don't feel grief. It doesn't mean we don't feel anger. It doesn't mean, it doesn't mean we don't feel that whole range of emotions that aren't happy, right? But what I think one of the real ways of staying in joy, especially if you don't actually feel that joyful, is to allow every feeling, to allow all your feelings. Because one thing I've noticed with a lot of my clients is that people are trying to stay in a state of control. You know, like, I don't want to feel the bad feelings. I don't want to cry. I don't want to be angry. I don't want that. But the fact is that we are, if you think of us, we are a channel. And when we tamp down the quote-unquote negative feelings, we're cutting off the flow, and we are also cutting off the flow for love, for ecstasy, for everything. So the key, one of the keys, I think, is to feel everything. And to, if you feel anger, like, let the anger out and let it through.
Yes.
And then, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, physiologically, like the way that animals experience these emotions, they experience it for maybe 90 seconds. They experience it fully, but then they're on. You know, you'll notice like a dog can be upset, but then a minute later, it's fine. And so that's the key for us, is to be in every moment feeling fully. And then even in times of grief, even in times of anger, even in times that are difficult, there can be a deeper joy, the joy of being fully alive. And then we can access those moments that are light, that are humorous, but also even in those moments that are tough, like really just, you know, seeing every leaf on the tree, seeing all the light, feeling every feeling, and connecting to every person. Like, there is a joy that is deeper than happiness.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I think that's really important to say.
And I totally agree with that. In fact, that's literally why I use the word joy, because to me, happy, even love, I mean, joy is not that it's better than, but it's that it encompasses everything, as you mentioned. I mean, yes. It's every emotion, and literally, when we're even in that deep grief and pain, there is a gift there, and we wouldn't really experience the joy if we didn't have the opposite, because we need to have that reflected back so we can appreciate the joy and all the wonderful things that we have in our lives. If it's just all joyful, it would get boring. I mean, literally. I mean, it sounds funny, I know, but we wouldn't appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's what I tell my clients, that emotions are passing. Spirit is everlasting. And I always
Can you repeat that, please? Would you? Because your voice is a little soft. That's why I'm asking you to repeat it.
Emotions are passing. Spirit is everlasting.
Ah, sweet.
So, and I totally, this is what I was talking about, the case for joy. When I tell people that I'm a joyful living coach, a lot of times I get, oh, but I like to feel all of the feelings. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What Emily said, but allowing them to pass through, because what happens a lot is that people have judgment about those feelings. Oh, I just want to be joyful. Well, if you allow the feelings, joy is always on the other side.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I love that. Like, there's a really great way to see that. It's almost like if you think of a coin, it's just, you know, there's everything else and then joy's on the opposite side.
And what do animals do? Animals, they shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the stress, all of them, they shake it off.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I know for myself, I love to go to the gym and just take like a medicine ball and slam it and slam it and slam it. And you're right, it is about somewhere between like a minute or somewhere around in there. Then you're exhausted and you get it out of your system. And then you're like, oh, and it's just, you feel so much better. But again, like, we allow two-year-olds to have a temper tantrum, but, you know, we as adults are not allowed to do that.
Yeah, and when you allow yourself, that is part of what, when I talk about the creative witch, she is not afraid to be angry. She is not afraid to cut loose what is not there, in her, not right for her. She's not afraid to go into the dark, because she knows that in the fullness of everything, that's where the magic is. When you are allowing yourself to go into the dark, you are also allowing yourself to fully come out with the gifts on the other side, the gifts from the dark. And there's just immense richness when you are allowing yourself to be all of yourself with all of your feelings, all of your desires, not just the things that you think you should have.
Right. And that's a key, that it's really, you know, that encompassing it all, like that fullness of who we are, that wholeness of who we are, it's already there, but allowing ourselves to experience all those emotions. And I love what you said, Elisheva, about that's, you know, it's those are passing. The emotions are passing. They're not, you know, this emotions are energy. Emotion, you often hear, is that as well. So we can just, but the joy is like that, to me, it's like that steady river or an ocean that just keeps flowing. It doesn't go away. It's always like the ocean. It's always coming back and may go out a little while, but it comes back, you know? And so that's another image that we might have. Awesome. I love it. So we also talked about like trusting the process. What does that mean when we're talking about joy?
The test is about connecting to the moment and being fully there and allowing your soul to speak in that moment. So it's really seeing what's there for you and allowing it to be fully there. And allowing yourself, it's getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
A lot of it is removing the layers of self-censorship, removing the limiting beliefs, removing, allow yourself to feel any fears, but then move through that. And what really...
Emily, could you repeat what you just said? Because I don't know about you, Elisheva, but I didn't quite catch it because of the warbly internet. So we're going to ask technology to support us and our angels. Tech angels, can you come on in and help? Emily, can you repeat that? It was lovely, but I couldn't catch it.
Sure. All of it or which part of it?
Just the very last piece of it.
I'm not sure which part that was.
Well, what I have is that you were talking about the trust and that we have to get out of our own way. That's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Is because it's already, my sense is that we already know what's best for us. I mean, we discount it because, you know, parents and teachers and all these other programming that we receive tell us, no, we should think this. And we get off track of being, we get disconnected from what our creative witch that you've mentioned before or whatever mm-hmm. that center that we have. So it's getting all that stuff out of the way. And then
So it's really getting that stuff out of the way and being, this is a little different from what I said, but it's what's here now, is that pure river inside us. And that is, it's flowing from source, it's flowing through us. And if we just stay present in the moment to what we're feeling, to what we're doing, to what's inspiring us, we stay connected to ourself and our highest vision. And we trust, it's really just staying with it. And removing the static, removing the obstacles. And you can tell what that stuff is because it feels bad, it feels heavy, it feels low. And when you feel that, you can ask yourself, you know, what is it? What is the underlying belief here? What is the underlying energy? And becoming aware of that allows you to see, okay, this is not really what's coming from source. This is coming up. This may be coming up from the past, but I allow myself to feel it, to react to it, but not to be run by it.
Right. Yeah, that's the key. Yeah. Not to let that old stuff run mm-hmm. our lives. To really again go back into that deeper part of ourselves and trust. I mean, personally, I love being in that flow, that moment when it's kind of like where I'm asked a question or something and I don't really know. And I'm not quite sure how to respond to something, maybe like you are right now. And so I let it go and I just, you know, close my eyes and say, okay, I need an answer here. And I just trust that the source is going to come through.
And you'll notice
better than anything I could have ever thought of.
Yeah. You'll notice that when you ask me to repeat myself, I didn't say exactly the same thing because it really was, there was something else coming through, and it's all part of the same bigger message. It's all part of the divine message I'm here to carry, but I was trusting in the moment that process of what was coming through.
Right. So Yeah, and basically what you did for us and for everyone viewing this is you modeled how to trust the trust the process. So you literally did, and that's what we're actually all of us are doing here. So it's really great. But I mean, that was a perfect moment. You gotta love the divine version,
right?
That was great. You know. So, Elisheva, how about you? What would you like to add about trusting the process?
I trust in the process because I work with my intuition, and I listen to it and I follow it. And a lot of people wonder, how do you get to the intuition? Well, like I said earlier, with when you are fully turned on using all of your senses, then the intuition comes. When you're used to getting quiet in that quiet place and you can hear that river speaking through you. Mm-hmm. So the gut brain, there's three brains, head, heart, and gut brain. And when they're all engaged, you're like your full on self. And that's when you can listen to hear that guidance, that inner wisdom coming through you. And so I've been living from that place for a long time. So I know when it comes through fully. And so because it's like a muscle, because I've responded so much, I can trust in that process. And I had to learn how to do it pretty young. When I was about, 22, I moved to Israel. And I had $300 to my name, a one-way ticket. I didn't speak the language. I didn't know anyone. So I had to learn how to trust that inner guidance system. And it worked. For example, one day, I had to go do something official with my visa. And I had, I was working in an art gallery, and I could have either gone on a Wednesday or Thursday. And I asked my intuition, which day? Wednesday. Well, I took the bus, did what I needed to do. And on the next day, that same bus, at that same time, there was a bomb.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is how my inner guidance system works. I listen to it, I follow it, and this process happens. So I can trust in the process. The more I use it, the more I trust in it.
And I think that's the key, that I think you both would agree. It's the more we use, it's like any muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. And if you do use it, it just expands. And you trust it even more, where you can't imagine not using it, because it's kind of like our own, a compass to the North Star. I mean, to our directions. It's just what guides us in our lives. So you've used it so long, but how do people that don't know that, I think all of us are trusting our intuition to some extent, but we just may not be aware of it. So how might people become more aware of it, or how can they set it up with themselves so that they can prove to themselves that I really am trusting my intuition?
Well, I have a theory of how people get their intuition, and it's based on, how people learn. Because, I've done so much with that. So if you're a visual person, look for visual images when you close your eyes or in meditation. If you're a kinesthetic person, listen to your body. All of us have that body wisdom, by the way.
We do.
The feeling in your belly. Yeah. And then, of course, there's the audio. So if you have that voice in your head that says, go this way and not that way, try it out. Try going this way and see what happens. And then you begin to trust that.
Awesome. Awesome. Those are great examples. I love that, because it's practical and it really does tie into, because so many people don't trust it. I mean, whatever age, and children do, as I mentioned before, but we get to practice this. So if and oftentimes for some of us, we do all three and more.
Oh yeah.
Right, exactly, and it really helps. Okay, I love it. Anything you want to add to that, Emmeline?
Yeah, I want to add that a couple things. One is that our true selves have a way of communicating to us that's really visceral. So there's a process that I often teach my clients, which I, which I'll share later, but.
Why don't you share it now?
Okay. Yeah. What it is, I've talked about how it's already encoded in us, right? Our true divine path, the path that's going to make us the happiest, is in our bodies, in our souls. And so one of the keys is to recognize how your true self says yes and how it's, okay. And what I teach people about doing this.
And I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
Sure.
But it's like we just didn't catch it. So I think it's something about how our true selves say yes, our true selves say yes, maybe. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Our true selves have a way of saying yes and also a way of saying no. And if right now, if you just, and this is, you know, everyone who's out there can, you know, you, both of you and everyone who's out there can do this right now. But if you imagine something that you love to do, something that's play, it's so much fun. You could do it for hours and hours and hours. You know, just imagine that. And you imagine that you're doing this in a location that you love, you know, with, so you can find what that location is, and with a person that you feel so comfortable with, you know, just, you can be your completely yourself. And you just notice what that feels like in your body to be doing this thing like that you love so much. And, you know, maybe someone gives you a gift, like you get to do this for a whole year. You know, just being, doing everything that you love, you're completely taken care of, you get to be with this person that you're so comfortable with in this amazing place. That, and the way that feels, I don't know if either of you notice anything in your bodies.
Yeah,
you notice what that feels like, that your true self saying yes feels like that. You know, and I have a meditation where I take people into it much deeper. You know, we just touch
right,
this.
Right, we did a touch this.
Yeah, but that's the yes feeling. That's mm-hmm. the yes.
Yes.
And, you know, the other side of it, there's a no, you know, which is when you feel that when you're doing something that you hate with people you feel like incredibly uncomfortable with, you know, in a place that just makes you feel awful, you know, and so I take people through that, and it's really important to actually do this and feel it in your body. But once you feel it, you can't unlearn it, and you will know this is a yes and this is a no. And it's like a GPS. At any moment that you have a choice, you can just ask, you know, okay, you can feel, okay, if I take this path, just feel, you know, what does that feel like? And is your true self saying yes or is it saying no? And it's actually that simple.
Is it right? No. Yes.
It's really that simple because it may be hard to believe, but I've had clients who have, you know, found their dream career that they never could have imagined just by really connecting to what this is and following the yes and the no, because it's already in our bodies.
Yep.
Already there, and it is a GPS. So you think about a GPS. If you're going from New York to California, you know the end goal, but you don't know how every step of how to get there. But at every step, your GPS is saying, "Turn right, go straight." This is the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. I totally believe that, and I, you know, you're not the first one that has shared that with me. So it really is.
Right.
So powerful. And I believe I will come back to you, Elisheva, but I believe, Emma, is that your part of your free gift?
It is. Yeah. It's really giving everyone an experience of what that yes is like and what that no is like. You know, and it takes 10 minutes to learn. And then after that, you can use it forever and anytime.
Wow, what a gift. So everyone, I will come back to Elisheva on this, but this is Emmeline's free gift that she's offering is this meditation that will help you get your true yes and no GPS. So if I'm saying it correctly, and there'll be a link on the web on the page here for the summit. And also, do you have a link on your website that where this
will I do.
You want to give that to me, please?
Yeah, it's Emmaline, www.emmalinechang.com/ the number one way.
Okay.
So it's EmmaLineChang.com / one, the number one, one way.
Perfect.
That's yeah. Perfect, and because it's the one way that your body really tells you
awesome.
What is the right choice for you.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. We love it. And thank you. That is a huge gift, everyone. So we need to take advantage of it. Okay. So Elisheva, come on back and tell us what you were going to share about any, like, really, I know you have some practical tools as well that you wanted to share that are very, quite different, but really useful.
Yeah. And they all go to letting go. You know, we were talking about being children and how as children we go to the playground and then maybe we fall and then, you know, get up and just go back to playing. Well, a lot of times people have told me they have trouble with letting go of all the thoughts in their mind. You know? So, you know, if you've had a bad day, what do? You can either shift your perception about the events that happened or you can just let it go. So I have all kinds of practices for letting go, which is in my gift. And one of the practices, well, actually not in the gift, this is just one of the things that I like to do when the head, the brain is just firing on all levels and you can't sink into the body. So you can either sink into the heart or sink into the body. And when you sink into the heart, you actually do sink into the body to all that energy up here. And we need a break from the brain, you know, in order for it to work properly. We need the breaks. We need to go do something joyful, go do something fun. If you're doing something you absolutely hate, like sitting at the computer, you know, and hours of that, get up and dance. Get up, go outside and play with your dog or play with your child, you know, incorporate little bits of joy. But anyway, the letting go, there's so many methods to letting go and they can be really super easy. So one method I like is to, if you're very visual, imagine all the words that are in your brain just cycling around and around and around and just imagine them cycling around like liquid. Like butter. And then they just start to drain down and fall into your heart. So just breathe your way into that. And just let go of all those thoughts and see them falling into the heart where they just melt into your heart. And pretty soon, you'll notice your breathing start to slow down. And you'll notice this feeling of freedom in the heart. Oh, yes, the heart. That's the place that's fun to be. That's the place where your breathing slows down. You can bring in that feeling of ease. That's that yummy place.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is, because you could feel, I peeked and looked at, you know, both of you, and you were both in that place, you know, and it was just like this softness came over your faces, and a smile, so it's really sweet to, you know, I had to peek, sorry.
But I love taking those little sips throughout the day, yeah.
And that's a great way to describe it, too, as, like, I think that's what happens almost, is we get so involved and engaged because we want to complete our to-do list that we don't take those little sips like we've been taking sips of water to, like, you know, just fill us back up again. And that's all it takes, is just like take all that, those words and, you know, like butter, you know, melt it down into the heart. I have one request. This is a personal one. You promised that you would share the things about drumming on our hearts. Could you do that for us?
Okay. So I do drumming. I do I Ching drumming, which is, I Ching is an ancient system over 5,000 years old of transformation. And the beauty of it is that it uses eight elements found in nature. You don't have to believe in anything. We all live in nature. And so you can drum the elements of the I Ching. the I Ching is just yin and yang lines. It's the original binary system. Actually, the guy who created the binary system studied the I Ching for years before creating that system. And so it's just yin and yang lines. And so peace is the balance of masculine and feminine energies. And, you know, balance of left brain, right brain, head and heart. And it's just the elements of earth over heaven, which is also sky. So it sounds like this, one, two, three, four, and five, and six, and. Or I also say, Father Sky, Mother, Mother, Mother. And the reason that I have people thump it on their thymus is because then it you embody that.
Right.
Down the heart, it slows down the breathing. And the thymus is like the big daddy gland that gets all the healing started in the body. So I've taught this to people. They've told me it saved their lives.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
It's so easy. So it's Father Sky, Mother, 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 Father Sky, Mother, 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 Father Sky.
Mother, Mother, Mother. I'm going to say it with you because your voice is soft. So it's Father Sky.
Mother, Mother,
Mother. Mother, Mother.
Father Sky.
Mother,
Mother, Mother. Father Sky. Mother, Mother, Mother. Father Sky. Mother, Mother, Mother.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So how long will we repeat that?
Well, you can repeat it as long as it, you know, once you start to feel that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling in your body, you're good. And you can also access that through my free app called Be Down Now. And it's the element of peace. There's a free peace meditation on the app. And 10 minutes of drumming is all it takes to get into that alpha state, which is that state where you access that river of peace and balances both sides of the brain. And then you access your creativity, your intuition.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I love it. So, oh, everyone, you're just going to have to take these tools and special things with you. One of our speakers yesterday talked about the importance of laughing for 20 minutes. And so here's another one of you're just saying drumming for the 10. And also Emmeline's with Emmeline's piece with just having that clear yes and no, where it's like, well, how would I like to play now would be a great way, you know, or what do I want to do would be also just magical ways to really use all of our gifts. Well, ladies, it's been absolutely, oh, I know, I wanted to ask one more thing. Elisheva, you have, I and maybe Emmeline has something too, but you have a special event coming up in May.
Yes, I have the Women's Economic Forum in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's May 21st through 24th. I'll be speaking, but I'll also be in charge of the drum circle at the end of the event.
Ooh, fun, 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 fun. Okay. And Emily, I know you have some things coming up.
Yeah, I do telecircles and live events. And the telecircles I have coming up are about helping people connect to their wild creative self, and how is it that you, you know, strip away, give yourself permission, and get out of, you know, the sort of narrow rut or path that we've been given, you know, so often. So it's, you know, they're really experiential, and if you sign up for my free gift, you'll automatically get.
Perfect.
Notifications about those telecircles.
Awesome, awesome. That's what we wanted, so folks will know, because I know you have both of you have things that are coming up. Well, again, thank you, ladies, for being here. It's just been a total pleasure. Lots of fun, lots of tools that we got to actually experience today, which is really fun, and many things that we can take along with us. So beautiful. Thank you again for being here.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. And everyone, thank you for being here, for just participating and just enjoying and learning with us. And I really invite you to take advantage of Emmeline's and Elisheva's gifts, and, you know, go for that and play with them, listen to them, come back and listen to this interview again. And just thank you for just being here. Be enjoyed, take good care, and until we see you again, namaste.
Thank you.